try. They make more, but it won't profit. God's already made a way, so give him praise, and when he comes through, don't forget to tell the world.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Church, we need a miracle. Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now, that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends. Some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in their body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit, in your heart, and you know that that situation should be turned around, write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your ministering over the radio, you know, and mm-hmm. I said, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me by the screen when I stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sent you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't given up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because...
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. I mean so long, too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, well, bro, it's something wrong. She says, that's not no eczema. Says, mm-hmm. something wrong. And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you, she told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Mm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real, but beyond.
You'd see it.
She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew you, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and not swole up, Rip.
Uh-huh.
And not swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor. And it's cried to the good Lord, the healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
Yes, sir, because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. My friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today. For tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it. 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money, and it seems that prosperity is not in your light. If you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Yeah. stop at five. But things keep coming through. Back up in my mind. Like the time I was broke. I had more bills than money. But somehow or other, I made it through. Dog down my witness. You've been good to me too. There is no secret of what God can do. He picked me up.
On the skillet, a John Reuben sandwich with rice, parsley, and cream spinach. Got high-dio adrenaline up in my veins, eating Billy Graham crackers while Rebecca's reading St. James. I can only imagine his love and mercy on me when he died on the cross, rose and threw my sins in the sea. Opened my Bible, then turned to Genesis, started reading, told Yolanda how Adam sinned, got him kicked out of Eden. Then I went to Jerry's camp on the third day of the week and met the super chick that I had been dying to meet. She wore a white cross and spoke with a DC talk accent, lived in building 429 right next to Jackie. She was from the old school with a super tone body and said she stayed in shape cause it was her temple and God's property. The phone rang and I had been waiting on Cademan's call. I told Hezekiah to walk her to the Hillsong Mall.
Whether you like hip hop, punk rock, or classic,
we got what you like.
Turn this up in your car stereo and blast it. We don't quit, we don't stop, can't stop singing till we reach the top. So throw your hands in the air, let your hands stop bobbing. I'm about to do some name dropping.
Franklin for a big tent revival and gave Kremlin a dollar just to let me borrow his Bible. Greg Oaks taught on the second chapter of Acts. Then I looked up and I seen this kid told me to Mac. He was a street kid with no code of ethics, so I took him to Fred's ham and egg spot for breakfast. He ordered T-bone steak and yo, my stomach was growling. I was starving but went ahead and got the Shirley Caesar salad. That's when Ray bolted straight through the door trying to sell me some jars of clay he got from El Salvador. I couldn't afford it if you know what I mean, so I picked up the phone and called the reverend out for some green. He gave me Amy's grant money she had from a home and told me pray for him cause they owed some money to 12 stones.
I
called Stephen Curtis and I asked him to pray like I do every Sunday with Rachel Appahan.
Whether you like hip hop, punk rock, or classic, turn this up in your car stereo and blast it. We don't quit, we don't stop, can't stop singing till we reach the top. So throw your hands in the air, let your hands stop bobbing. I'm about to do some name dropping.
Smitty asked me to take six of his friends to Steve's Taylor to get a Earth suit plus one for Bill Gaither.
Jumped in the car, man, heading toward east west, and switched foots on the gas so my tires would cut less. That's when I seen Jeff Moore in the distance, but these kids in the way kept blocking my vision. Jumped on the Grandma train, then straight out of the gray. I seen Brian Duncan his donuts at the Petra Cafe. Couldn't afford it, started feeling delirious. I had to spread the good news, boys, to those curious. There were 10 of them, some really arrogant. I told Twyla Paris and Nicole, just ignore them, man. They can't stop this gospel sound. So bow down to the king and start casting crowns. He's the king of kings and lord of lords. Play this on your iPod to learn more about all of his love when he took your place on the cross. And that's the very first point of grace. And I really can't wait until I see his face with Keith Green and Rich Mullins at the pearly gates.
Whether you like hip-hop, punk, rock, or classic, turn this up in your car stereo and blast it. We don't quit, we don't stop, can't stop singing till we reach the top. So throw your hands in the air, let your head start bobbing. I'm about to do some name dropping.
Shit, now this one right here going out to all the artists that came out before me, after me, those to come. We can't ever quit making this gospel music, y'all.
I'm about to do some name dropping.
World need to hear this. Come on.
I'm about to do some name
got the- Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but
no matter what's going on,
somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
But you gotta stay
strong. Yes. Be encouraged.
No matter what's going on.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his
but
word.
You gotta stay strong. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong,
stand strong
and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be all right.
He said, raise your hands and lift your voice. This is your time. Come on, everybody.
Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Money.
have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do? You feel, you took 2 steps forward, you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came, I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. All you my life can't praise you enough. Even if I try, cause you've been so good.
Bye.
satisfied with Jesus. He means more to me than anything this world has to offer me. Y'all help me sing it. Come on, everybody. Come on. He's so wonderful. Have I got it?